The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Come on, Alex. Thanks for all of that. Good morning to you. It's the Anton Savage Show, presented by me, Dermot Whelan, in this weekend, keeping Anton's seat warm for him. If you want to get in touch with the show this morning, we would love to hear from you. You just can text, if you like, 53106 at a cost of 30 cents, or you can WhatsApp us on 087 1400 106. And like all the country yesterday, I was waiting patiently for Rashida's race, and I got the dinner out of the way early so there'd be no distractions. And then I was hanging around and I looked out the window and thought, we've been away for a while and the garden looks a bit wild looking, so I might as well cut the grass quickly and then get back in before it starts raining. And I better nip out the front then, and sure, I'll tidy that up as well. And it's in a bit of a state. And then I thought, sure, I might as well do the hedge because I've done everything else. And then the strimmer came out because you might as well do the edges as well while you're at it. And then completely forgot about the race. Came back in just in time to see Rashida doing her post-match interview. And I just thought she comes across so well. What a brilliant inspiration for kids everywhere. She's professional and she's strong and she's fit and she's eloquent and she's positive and thoughtful and really authentic as well. And how proud we all are to have her wearing green and representing our marvellous little country. And I can't wait to see her in the relay final. Just running and enjoying herself tonight. I can't imagine the pressure of those races, particularly the solo ones. So it's all eyes on the relay. 8:14 to be precise, 8:14 p.m. tonight. And I absolutely will be doing no gardening. And you know, the joke of it is, there's a gardener coming next week to do all the actual gardening and cutting things back. I didn't even have to do it. And my wife was like, what are you doing? You're actually paying some lad next week to come and do all this. And it made me wonder, is there actually a gardening equivalent to people who tidy the house before the cleaner comes? Because I do you know that phenomenon where you run around the house hoovering frantically and flinging clothes into laundry baskets so the cleaner doesn't think you're a total pig? I guess I was doing the same for the garden. I don't want him to think that I was too lazy to do it, or worse, too unmanly, that I couldn't trim a hedge or use a strimmer. I wonder, can you relate to that? Do you pre-clean or pre-garden before the professional arrives? Or are you like my producer Aoife, who tidies the hotel room before she leaves so the person from housekeeping doesn't shake their head and tut-tut at what an absolute slob she is as a hotel guest. Maybe you're the same. You can let us know if that happens in any aspect of your life. 53106 for text for 30 cent or 087 1400 106 on WhatsApp. But I tell you, the relay is fascinating to watch. Although the handing over of the baton scares the absolute life out of me. I saw some disastrous handovers in the men's relay last night and thought, that would absolutely be me. I would be worse. I would be dropping that thing all over the place. I could not be trusted with a high-speed baton changeover. I mean, if someone hands me a pint, I take it in my hand like, you know, they've handed me a three-week-old child. I hold it so gingerly. Or like, if you think Indiana Jones with that gold idol at the start of Raiders of the Lost Ark, that would be me. So never mind trying to grab something while you're legging it down the road. Although I did think my wife would be good at it, maybe after years of the training that she got running after the kids in the morning with the school lunches. You forgot your sandwiches! That's a great handover from Mrs. Whelan at number 17. But yeah, that, not just the handover actually. You know when you see them running with the baton, where they actually get it and then they start pegging it down with their arms flying all over the place. And I was thinking, if that was me, I would just I'd end up letting it go and flinging it into the crowd by accident. But incidentally, I also watched the breakdancing, or breaking as it's known, the first time in the Olympics. It was really good. I really enjoyed it. It was really entertaining. Loved how they kept the street element and mixed it with the sport and the MCs and the kind of more street, you know, the baggy street clothes and the beats. And I thought it makes perfect sense that it would be in there because it's so physical and so gymnastic, and actually reminded me of like pommel work, but without the horse. You know, they seem to be essentially doing a lot of the same things, which reminds me of the best gag of the whole Olympics so far. I don't know if you saw it going around online from comedian Colm O'Regan, who posted a picture of Irish gymnast Rhys McLenehan standing beside his pommel in Paris saying, finally, an answer to the age-old question, who's taking the horse to France? I just thought that was genius. Well, I wonder, Josh Crosby from Off the Ball, were you watching any of the breaking? Or did you manage to catch any of the more left of centre sports?
Yeah, so I got a few videos sent to me last night and friends were saying, how is this in the Olympics? Are these Olympians? But then when you throw it on, as you said, like it is, it's talent. And I suppose the same goes for skateboard, not entirely the same, but skateboarding is a sport in itself. But some people might raise their eyebrows and say, this is in the Olympics. But it just goes to show that, look, it's endless, the options.
Listen, once synchronised swimming and that gymnastics where you wave a ribbon around were okay, yeah, then I think it's open season on everything else. And particularly, I won't hear a bad word said about skateboarding, because as a 51-year-old skateboarder myself, when I saw that Team GB skateboarder who was 51 doing his thing, I was like, yeah, you see? So when people accuse me of saying, hey, have you got a midlife crisis? I'm like, no, I'm training for the Olympics.
You never know. Never know. Could be in there yet.
But look, all eyes on Rashida and fourth place in the sprint. Obviously, she's disappointed. As she said herself, she wasn't there to compete, to you know, just to make up the numbers. She was there to win a medal, not that just there to take part. So disappointing. But I thought she came across so well in her post-race interviews.
She did, Dermot. And look, I was out there in Talla Athletic Clubhouse where she would have started training. And it was great just to see the atmosphere there, the pride that her friends and her neighbours had. There was a great level of energy in the room. Like, it was packed out. There was standing room only. They had balloons in the shape of 400. The woman who had to go down and order the balloons was telling me that the person in the shop got a fright because they thought they were asking for 400 balloons. But no, they just wanted the shape of 400. But look, I'm sure by now people will know the result. And as you said, look, unfortunately, she didn't quite make the bronze, but it was close, coming in at fourth. But everyone I was speaking with there, still huge achievement. And of course it is, number four in an Olympic final. Like, it's some feat to say at 21. One man who would have trained Rashida since she was around 15, 16, and who would have spotted the talent she had from a teenager is Daniel Kilgallen, a Mayo man. He's now a sprints coach up at Tal Athletic Club. Daniel says she's brought enormous pride to the club.
She moved over to our group, which trains over here, and decided to track. And there was, I suppose, international sprinters in that group. You know, she needed to develop further.
And the word was filtering through at this stage that this girl had something special.
She had won some medals on the youth stage, European Youth Olympics. She was doing other sports at the time, maybe a bit of basketball and that. And she, you know, decided after the Youth Olympics 2017, she was going to become a sprinter.
And you've been working with dozens of athletes here. What is it, I suppose, that makes someone stand out? And when you see someone now reaching a level that no Irish woman has ever reached before?
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, you need the attributes. You know, you need your fast twitch fibres. It's very hard to turn, a donkey into a racehorse. But, you know, Rashida had all the attributes. I suppose mentally she has that as well. She's a very competitive athlete, probably one of the most competitive athletes I've ever come across. She's her harshest critic.
And is there a routine there, or is there a ritual before the race that you might have noticed on the track?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's a few years since I've coached her. She would have right now, you know, she has one of the world's leading sprints coaches. Any rituals that are in place have been in place since the start of the season.
And when it comes to recognition then and funding, do you think when we have Olympians on the world stage now, will it change the investment?
It's hard to know. I suppose I've been around long enough to see a lot of success, I suppose, in Irish athletics and in Irish sprinting. And, you know, there is that little bit of lip service that comes with that around the time of the achievements. But, you know, it's been a great, great Olympics, not just for athletics, but let's hope that there's some proper investment, I suppose, further in facilities. I suppose our own club here in Talla has produced a lot of athletes and played our part in developing Irish sprinters, and it needs to be resurfaced. It would be nice to see something on that side, but also supporting coaches, putting programs that are already established, you know, up on another level, give them a little bit more, help them achieve more.
Sprints coach at Talla Athletic Club, Daniel Kilgallen there. Surely this level of success and accomplishment is going to bring even more recognition to sport in Ireland, Josh.
Well, this is it, Dermot. This is what you'd hope. I was also speaking with the chairperson of the club, Jerry Wallace, up there, and Daniel touched off it. But Jerry was telling me that the track they have there in Talla is 15 years old and it should be resurfaced after 10. So even though we have an Olympian reaching the final in Paris, the facilities here at home can still be lacking on the ground where I suppose future stars and athletes are training. They were on 300 members there in Tala Athletic Club, ranging from 9 years of age all the way up to 80. So athletics is alive and well there. But what really struck me, Dermot, from seeing the crowd light up when she came on the screen is just this sense of pride this brings to the area. That the place was packed. They had chairs put out, but they soon filled up and it was standing room only. We heard from one of the coaches about the impact this will have on the club, but just to get a sense of what it means for the community there, I spoke with local councillor Teresa Costello and also Yami Odo, who's the chairperson of the South Dublin Integration Forum. Both of them say this brings everyone together.
She's made us so proud. She's such a young girl. She has a huge career ahead of her. She's done so much good in her short life that it feels like she's been around for years, but look, she's only getting started.
And what does something like this mean for the young people then in the area when they see someone on the world stage?
Look, she's an inspiration. Like, I'm sure loads of them will be joining the club tomorrow. Like, it just shows them that what can be achieved.
You're working in politics, I suppose. Is there a need for more investment when it comes to sport?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, any money spent on sport is money well spent. Like, it provides us with all the skills we need in the future.
Well. My name is Yemi Ojo. I'm the chairperson of South Dublin Migrant Integration Forum. Rashida's mom is a good friend of mine. So, as a Tala leader and as a Tala citizen, I am so proud tonight. Believe me, as you can see, I'm here with my Irish flag and Nigerian flag. You know, and everybody here has been so supportive. I'm so excited.
And what's it like to see someone now wearing the Irish colours?
That is it. That is integration at its best. We are human and we can be all that we can be wherever we are. We are humans and also we should respect and love each other. So it's great.
What was it like watching the race here now?
Oh my God, I was holding onto the chair. I was like, please God, I put on my prayer hat. Like, please God, and we're going to see more of Rashida. We are proud of her.
Yami and Teresa, they're two community activists in Tala. But what about the next generation, Josh, of possible Olympians? They've got to be looking at Rashida with great excitement, thinking, what can I do?
Of course. And look, we know, people listening today, that there are lots of communities out there where I suppose it's all about the GAA and reaching a county final is the pinnacle of sporting success. And of course that it is, a whole community effort. But this is a different level altogether when it comes to the world stage and the performance. So when you have some young members there and they see someone who trained on the very same track as them and they're now reaching an Olympic final, it gives them massive inspiration, Dermot, to keep going. But there were supporters of all ages there, from babies to great grandmothers, all cheering on local woman Rashida. But some even travelled from Carlow to be at this screening event. I met this young man with his mum Adele who made the trip.
I'm Elliot McCarty and we came here from Carlow and I run for St Lawrence O'Toole's.
And you came all the way from Carlow to watch the race here in Dublin?
Yep.
Well, you're so interested. Are you a big supporter of Rashida?
Ah, yeah.
What does it do for people your age to have someone on the world stage now?
We can look up to them.
Do you compete yourself?
I do, yeah.
You could be in the Olympics someday yourself?
I hope so, anyway.
My name is Andrea and I'm a member of Tala Athletics Club and also a close friend of Rashida. I thought that she did amazing. She's fourth in the world. To finish fourth in the world is crazy. Even just being top eight, that's amazing. So I'm just so proud of her. I can't believe that she's made it that far. And she's going to continue to grow and excel.
So you're friends with Rashida, so you know the dedication, the commitment that she puts into this.
Yeah, we see all the behind the scenes of what she does. She dedicates her life to this. This is her life's work. So it's paying off. And we see where she came from. We're all here at the track. And where she is now is just amazing. Yeah,
I suppose it inspires others here then to maybe train harder even.
Yeah, you can see all the kids are here. We all have our bows in our hair. Like, we're all so, like, influenced by her. Even me, in whatever I'm doing, just her drive, her ambitions, her motivation pushes us. It's very contagious.
I'm Caitlin O'Neill and I'm a member of Tala AC. I feel like Rashida went in there with her all. She's had a really, like, tough week. She's had two other races and I think she ran to her full potential and I think it's only up from here for Rashida.
And what does it do for members of the club here now, like yourself, to see her or anyone on the stage like that?
It's amazing. It shows all the younger athletes that with strong will and ambition, you will get wherever you want to be. And Rashida is
a prize example of that.
I'm Eva. I run 5 to 10Ks here and I'm part of Tala Athletics Club. Could just tell from the way she ran, she had such determination. It was amazing. Definitely encourages people to get involved in running and encourages them to kind of put in that extra little energy into the training and all. It even encouraged me to just like dedicate a bit more time to training and stuff like that. It's amazing. Anybody can do it, no matter where you come from. You can go and you can make it to that stage, and she just proves it to everyone.
That's brilliant. Some of the young athletes out of Tala Athletic Club. We got a text in saying Rashida was brilliant. She'll give us lots of joy for years to come. And that's it. And of course, hopefully give us lots of joy tonight. What's next for Team Ireland at the Olympics, Josh?
Well, we have golfing action on at the moment. Then later, as you were saying, we have the 4x400m relay final this evening, just after 8 o'clock, 14 minutes past to be precise, where Rashida, Sophie Becker, Phil Healy and Charlene Maudsley will take the track.
That's got to be hard. I know that Rashida kind of said, oh, do you know what? I will run in the relay. So, you know, when a runner says that, you know, of her caliber, someone else has to move on to the subs bench. And that must be hard for the other members of the relay team.
Yeah, you just imagine, would they not want to take a break maybe after all the effort put in? But look, Rashida will be there. And for all the fans here wanting to show their support, there'll be a homecoming. It's been confirmed for O'Connell Street in Dublin on Monday at 12:30 outside the GPO. So look, with the summer holidays, I'm sure there'll be some large crowds there.
What about the rowers who got a gold and then had to hitch a lift off the lad on the airplane? Where was their open top bus?
I think they're gearing up for a big celebration in Skibbereen. Yeah,
Okay, that's good. As long as they got the lift home, anyway. Well, look, nice one, Josh. Thank you so much for filling us in and all of that. Before you go, do you tend to clean up before the cleaner? Do you tidy your hotel room before the housekeeping call?
Definitely, I've been normal. Like, I've been rushing out the hotel room door and I look back and I'll see some clothes or a towel thrown somewhere and I'll rush back, even though I'm in a rush anyway, just to make the place some bit presentable.
Do you strip the bed? Some people do that.
No, I wouldn't go that far now, because look, these people are in need of a job as well. Like,
I'd be afraid of what I'd find when you're stripping the bed.
Can't be putting people out of work either.
There's certain things you're not meant to see. You're not meant to see under the sheet or under the bed. Okay, everything else, fair game. Josh, thanks a million. And of course, Off the Ball on Newstalk will keep you informed every step of the way right across the day and across the weekend before the closing ceremony, which we're going to look at in a few minutes with our newspaper panel. Some texts coming in, I think, out of respect for the hotel cleaners or your host on a house visit. Your room and bathroom should be left tidy and clean, says Anne. Towels thrown into the bath, etc. I'd say you have a very, very clean house, Anne. You can get in touch with the show, 53106. You can WhatsApp 087 1400 106. Those texts will cost you 30 cents. And coming up, your chance to win with the cash machine as well.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.